back, everybody, and that one asshole to the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppy Head Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Danny, when will the winter come back? Because I'm done with the heat, man.
You know what? Which is pretty funny, because just random conversation I had with my wife today. I had to turn the air conditioner clicked on. Like, we had the door windows and doors open because it was nice overnight. Mm-hmm. And it clicked on to indicate that it was like 78 in the apartment. I'm like, oh, it's going to get hot today. It's already getting there. And then she asked me, she's like, so how's Sean dealing with the heat? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't ask him that specific question. I just know it rained there and it was shitty for his roof.
My roof did not do its job. It had one job and it failed.
It had one job. Oh, man. So, yeah. So is it pretty hot out there? Like humid, or is it dry?
It's day to day, so we get some humid days, we get some not so humid days. Like, it's a pretty solid dry 94 today. Not really humid, but I mean, it could rain like for 5 minutes and then just really make it miserable out here.
Or even worse, just get cloudy, not even rain, and just put bring in that moisture with the clouds.
Oh, no. It'll rain. I think it, if it brings any kind of moisture, it won't get overcast. It'll just straight rain and then go back to being sunny, just so it could make sure all that water evaporates off the floor, off the ground.
Yeah. It's supposed to be nice for this week. It's only supposed to be in like the low 90s to upper 80s as opposed to like 115 or whatever it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. That's always good.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't matter what the temperature is outside at this point. Maybe for work it does. It does.
I was gonna say I work outside, so yes, it does.
I just meant more of like, I was just thinking like, there's nothing to go do, so what's the point?
Right, unless you break rules and go to parties and don't wear a mask and then post about it on social media.
Oh, good times.
I know, right? Speaking of good times, Sean,
yeah.
What are we drinking today?
Danny, I think you'd be proud of me. I'm drinking Black is Beautiful, brewed by the one and only Double Nickel. So they decided to jump in on this, and I think they're donating to a couple charities locally, and then also to Black Lives Matter. But you could get a 4-pack of a 16-ounce here at Double Nickel.
Nice. I haven't had a chance to get any myself. I also told myself I wasn't going to buy any more beer until I drank through a decent amount of what I had. And then I stopped at La Bodega on the way home Friday from work and dropped like $160 on beer. So I don't know if I'm holding up to my end of the deal on that one.
Yeah. So they list it as an Imperial Stout at 10% ABV.
Okay. I was watching another podcast that I listened to, the Four Brewers. They're based out of like Inland Empire / Orange County, LA area. There's like a couple in IE, one in Orange County, one in LA, but they decided to do a show. This next week's episode is going to be on Smog City, and they got Smog City's version of Black is Beautiful, and it came in a little over 7%.
Gotcha. Yeah, for whatever reason, Double Nickel got it up to 10%.
I mean, it is an Imperial. I think Imperial is like anywhere from 8 to 13, 12 or 8 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
So,
What if it's 15%? What is it then?
A double Imperial?
Double Imperial.
It's an Infinity Imperial. Did they add any adjuncts to it, or does it seem like they followed the recipe pretty spot on?
No, I didn't see. I don't have any special tasting. I think this is probably pretty spot on.
Yeah, they're talking about that they could taste some dark chocolate because of the dark chocolate malt.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about the only like flavor that it had. And add in like the bitter from the, burnt malts.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely just a straight Imperial Stout. It's just very easy to drink, though. Like, it's just a very solid beer. Like, it really does, like, It really doesn't need anything, you know? I mean, it would be. I mean, you could use it in other ways if you really wanted to, but this base recipe that they created was really solid.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying too. And I know some breweries, I think I've seen some breweries where they're doing the base version of it and then another version where they're adding like vanilla to it. So yeah, I gotta keep an eye out because I know like the couple bottle shops that I go to, they'll probably end up getting some from various breweries around Southern California.
Yeah, this is the only brewery I've seen have it. So I know I gotta go over to the Forgotten Boardwalk because they have the Mexican coffee cream ale. I gotta go get it, make my purchase. Maybe I'll do that after the show.
Nice.
Go get me some more beer, dude. My beer is starting to like. Collection is starting to grow too much. We had to start putting beer in the fridge in the basement, not just the
You're turning into me a little bit.
Yeah, basically. Well, like, it was a trap, right? So, like, I get a bunch of Denver beer, I get a bunch of Urban Artifact, and then we go ahead and we buy a bunch of like local beer so we don't just power through all the specialty beer. So it's just kind of like we're trying to make it like spread out a little bit so we're good, but I don't know, man. It's getting tough.
Yeah, your dad hit me up with the beer. It was a collaboration with Weldworks and Bottle Logic. And he's offered to send me one. And I was like, I don't know if an IPA will make it that well through the heat. Like, maybe if it was like in a couple months or a couple months ago, then yeah. But I said, I'll keep an eye out. Maybe they might have like somebody out here might get it. And so when I was at La Bodega on Friday, they had a four pack, but it was a different named beer, but it was a collaboration between Bottle Logic and Weldworks.
Gotcha.
And the can design looked similar. And so I hit him up and said, hey, look what I found. And he's like, how were they able to do the collaboration with, the quarantines and COVID and all that? And I was like, I heard that all the breweries, they're either like teleconferencing or they're just doing beers that they've already done in the past, maybe tweaking the recipe a little bit, but basically just re-releasing it. And I was
Yeah.
like, they're probably the same beer, just different names for each brewery.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, but it's like a hazy IPA.
The haze. Doo-doo.
Hey, yeah, there's the podcast, The Poor Brewers. They when they record live when before all this, like recorded in person, they had like a cowbell. And whenever they'd get a hazy, they just clang the cowbell and say it was the hazy bell. Hazy bell, ding, 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 ding.
See later. Yeah, we're cool. We were quarantined long before quarantine was cool.
Exactly. We didn't want to hang out with each other before we weren't allowed to hang out with each other.
Exactly. It is kind of weird that this will be like the first year that we actually don't travel or do anything. It looks like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, 'cause I mean, I really have doubt. I mean, I know we had September off together, but I mean, at this point, there's like, I don't see any kind of mandate going away, with what's going on. And Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York have some very strict travel bans going on just because, people in the certain states can't get their shit together.
Like California,
Like California.
like Southern California, people we know that go to parties and don't wear masks.
What are you drowning your sorrows with?
Actually, I'm drinking my limited series sour, well, Gose from McKellar Brewing in San Diego,
Okay.
called Guava Gang. It's a Gose style ale brewed with guava and sea salt.
Oh, fancy.
And it comes in at 5%. And so because like they sell it in different countries, they have to have like it's in like the, multiple languages and they have the ABV on there like three different times. So the US way, they have the I don't know where else, and then they have the Danish way with like ALK 5% volume. The artwork, I love the like, McKellar artwork. Like they have these this weird like cartoonish character people with like big noses and big eyes. Mm-hmm. And on this one, they're all like, looks like they're swimming in some sort of like lake or ocean or something like that. Not a pool, but a natural body of water. And it looks like there might be one or two people drowning. And then it looks like there's just random guavas floating in the water. And it looks like there's a baby in a basket. And they all have, like, fancy hats on, even in the water, even when they're snorkeling. It is a pretty good beer. It's you can definitely taste the guava. It's a solid guava beer. If you don't like the guava, you're definitely not going to like this beer. It'd be kind of interesting, like, maybe make one of those beer cocktails that people are getting into. Mm-hmm. They have to be even more hipster than drinking fucking craft beer. Maybe throw some tequila in here to get you even more drunk.
Maybe. That might be the way to go.
It does tell me to enjoy it, and I am, so that's good. I don't listen to my bosses when they tell me what to do, or my wife, but I will listen to this can of beer.
Please, enjoy this beer, sir.
It didn't even say please, it just says enjoy with an exclamation point.
Look here, motherfucker, enjoy the beer.
Yes, you will enjoy this beer, or else. Or else what?
Another can just flies out of nowhere and just hits you on the back of the head.
Exactly. Or even worse, I'll wake up in the morning to like go to work when it's dark, and I'll just like there'll be like Lego landmines all over my floor that they just came in and planted.
Exactly. Oh, my feet. Oh God.
I should have enjoyed that beer. Now my feet are useless.
Why is this world so terrible?
I know, right? Speaking of the world and being terrible, Sean. Some guy in Columbus, Ohio, a former employee of Columbus Brewing Company, mm-hmm. got caught scamming people in trades.
Wow. What'd he do?
So there's another brewery based in St. Louis called Side Project. And they're one of like the hype breweries that people all around the country are like, you know, anytime they post something, it's like, I'm going to buy mine. And then other posts of like in search of, and then they throw up what they're willing to trade for it. Mm-hmm. So somehow this guy was able to get empty bottles of that beer, that Side Project beer. And then he refilled it with beer, recapped it and re-waxed it, and then put it up on trade boards.
Wow. That's some fucked up shit.
You're right.
He was just using other random beer for it.
Yes.
Wow.
Possibly like a similar beer from Columbus Brewing. But it showed up on like the Beer Advocate board. Someone was like, wait, I've had this beer before and it doesn't taste like shit. Like, why does my beer taste like shit? And so he like posted pictures and stuff, and other people were like, yeah, I have the same problem. And then they're like talking, they're like, wait, did you trade with this guy? And the guy's like, yeah, well, how'd you get this beer? And it's like, well, I traded with this guy. And they're like, wait, I traded with that guy too. And so even like a Side Project came out and was like, look, this is what the bottle is supposed to look like. There's not supposed to be like a weird crimp in the cap, because we buy quality capping equipment. We don't do it at home.
Yeah.
And so when he got caught, he initially blamed it on his roommate.
Oh boy.
And then once the brewery kind of got word of it, it spread more, and the brewery ended up firing him. And then they banned him from the premises to ever, like, show up. He can't even, like, go there as a customer to order a beer. Which is pretty funny, because one of the beers there is named after him. So he can't even go have his own beer. It's named after himself, his namesake beer. And then another brewery in St. Louis, Civil Life Brewing, they had a giant 16-foot tall metal giraffe in front of their brewery. And the people showed up to work one day, and it was gone.
No! Criminal scum have ruined life.
Somebody stole Peaches the giraffe.
Damn.
And so,
is there a search party out there looking? Maybe Peaches just got lost looking for Peaches.
They ended up like finding like surveillance footage. Their surveillance footage, and found out that some people loaded up in the back of like a box truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but it was like similar to the stupid Vegas wedding movie with Zach Galifianakis and Mike Tyson.
Oh, Bachelor something? No. I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyways, there's that scene where Zach Galifianakis is, like, driving down the highway in a convertible with a giraffe, and he ends up, like, getting the giraffe head.
Yeah.
Gets ripped off the overpass.
Yep.
And so, it wasn't like that. So then later on, some people came forward and were like, hey, we found more footage of it, and they found it getting on one of the freeway on-ramps at, like, midnight.
Jesus.
And I guess that some guy ended up buying the thing and found out that it was stolen and ended up returning it to the brewery. All is good.
Did they find the criminal scums that stole Peaches and tried to sell Peaches to the underground?
Underground giraffe sculpture? Racket. No, and so they're working with the people that bought it to they like work with them to get like, you know, I guess like descriptions of the people.
Oh, gotcha. So, I wonder how much he paid for it.
The article didn't say that one. I didn't get, but
that's terrible. I want to know.
I know, right? Because I know, like, you know, senior pranks. If you go up La Sierra, there used to be instead of houses, there used to be, like, dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dairy farms had a wooden cow, like a double-sided wooden cow that had its name painted on it so you could see it from both sides. And so one of the senior pranks every year was somebody would steal that and put it someplace random.
Like around town or at the school?
Around town. Like, it ended up in, like, one of the teacher's front yards one year, and it ended up, like, on the roof of, like, one of the fast food restaurants down the street from there one year. And
how did they get it on the roof?
I don't know.
Did somebody, like, dad have a helicopter or something?
Or a forklift?
I guess so.
A really tall ladder and some rope, I guess. I don't know, man. I wasn't that cool to be involved in any of the senior pranks.
Nobody liked you.
Or by then, at least, that cow was gone. Like, I think they took it down permanently, like, a year or two before I graduated.
They got tired of that shit?
Yes. And or at that, and they sold their property, put houses up.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
Yeah, so, dude, our girl, gamer girl, extraordinaire Belle Delphine,
mm-hmm.
is making more controversy and money, Sean.
Well, she's always going to make money.
Dude, I don't understand why people hate on her so much. Like, she's a genius.
She's got all these fucking little gamer nerds and shut-ins, like, around her finger, and people are upset at that.
Right. Why are they mad at her? Like, so first she sold her bathwater for $30, like a little jar.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out of that immediately. And then through social media, she said that if she gets so many followers, she would make a Pornhub account.
Yep.
And she did. Except it was like random videos. It was like her like eating pizza or making pancakes, like, but no sex and no nudity.
Yeah. She was like, I'll play with my pussy. And then she was like,
petting cat.
Yeah, it was like stupid shit like that.
And people lost their shit. They're like, you lied to us. You said you would show us your titties. And there, other people are like, no, she didn't. She just said she'd make a Pornhub account. And then like the people were like mad about the no titties would call the people that like were basically telling the truth simps.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but I'm not the one yelling it because I don't get to see her titties. Like, I'm cool, like, not seeing her titties. Like, I think what she did was comedic genius.
Yeah.
It's like that dude that won the porn award for never, like, this, like, man helps woman, you know, cross the street, doesn't have sex with her. Man gives woman directions, doesn't have sex with her.
Yeah.
But so now her new, I guess, depending on your point of view, money-making cap venture or scam, she sold condoms, gamer girl condoms.
At least she's trying to prevent unwanted children from being born.
I saw a meme, though, and it was like, well, they sold out, like, in less than a day, and I saw a meme that It was ironic that all these people bought them. The people that bought them probably would never use them.
That's probably true.
But then when I was, like, looking up, trying to find, like, information, I came across this story about this video game called Gamer Girl that was, like, apparently the trailer for it was so offensive that they pulled it off of YouTube already.
Okay.
Now I want to watch the trailer. Like, I would have had zero interest if it's like, hey, there's a stupid game, this sounds really stupid, and there's a trailer on YouTube. I would have been like, all right, whatever. And it's like, yeah, but they pulled it off YouTube, and it's like, shit, now I gotta, like...
What was so bad about it?
I gotta find it now. You know, it's like The Last of Us 2. Like, all these people are like, boycott The Last of Us 2, and then it became, like, quite possibly, like, one of, if not the fastest selling PlayStation 4 game to date.
I still don't own it. yeah, that's that dude. That's how I watched Goblin Slayer, and how I like actively searched out for
Beastars.
Yeah.
Beastars. Oh, Interspecies Reviewer. Yeah,
Interspecies Reviewer.
The more hardcore version of Beastars.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like Beastars would be like USA Up All Night, where they show like the raunchy movies, but they couldn't show any nudity or anything like that. So that's like Beastars.
Yeah, the more people that get upset about things, the more attracted I get to. I want to go look at it.
Is that why you're drinking the Black Lives Matter beer, Sean? Because of all the people that are butthurt about it?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Look, all you motherfuckers out there need to start getting along and wear masks. That's all I gotta say. None of you are important. Remember that.
Right, and there's all these videos that it's like wearing a mask is part of the deep state, and it's like, and it's going to lead us to become communist or socialist, one of the two, whichever one like upsets them the most on that day, because they say both.
Yeah.
Or Nazis, one of the three. Like, it's like, dude, pick one, because I think they all fought each other in wars. Like, you can't be all three if they're on opposing sides. But it's like, so if wearing masks is going to lead to a communist government. Mm-hmm. Did that happen, you know, during the Spanish flu in 1918 when it was, you had to wear masks because it was the law back then as well?
Yeah.
Did we get better? Did we become communist for a little while and then got better?
I don't know. So I don't know, man. Maybe it's just that people are so fat and out of shape that putting a piece of cloth over their mouth is enough to suffocate them.
Right. And I saw a post that was like a doctor, and she was like, look, I'm wearing a cotton mask, an N95 mask, and something else. And she's like, my oxygen saturation's at 100%. She's like, you can breathe. You're just being a little bitch.
What about the carbon monoxide that I'm rebreathing in?
Exactly. It's not airtight, man. And it's not all, also wearing a mask isn't necessarily for your protection, it's to protect other people, which I've seen tweets, it's like, you know, we should have marketed it differently because people are selfish and don't care about others.
Yeah, what did it say? It was like, this will like keep others away from you or something? I don't remember.
Yeah, but it was basically, funny. We need to market it like we marketed it the wrong way, saying that it, like, wearing a mask helps others because we don't care about others.
That is true.
And then, but then the other one that they're complaining about is like the vaccine that's going to be coming out. And it's like, the U.S. has never forced a vaccine on us before. And it's like, you mean like polio or like that? That they forced, like, or the memes making fun of them. It's like, yeah, the kids of today are concerned about getting like a microchip. Back in my day, our vaccines had whole floppy disks in them. Like, those really fucking hurt. Oh, man. So, there's a lot of Microsoft news between, like, basically Xbox news. So, the first one, Warner Brothers Games, the games division of Warner Brothers, is reportedly up for sale. And the initial rumors were that there were two companies trying to buy it. One of them was EA. And the other was Activision.
Interesting.
I mean, I can see nothing going wrong with either of those sales, right?
All the devils.
So wait, what games are part of the WB game franchise?
Anything DC Comics.
Interesting.
Harry Potter are the big two, and there's others, but those are like the big two properties. So they're talking about doing like they announced a little while ago some possible games, and like one of them was like a Suicide Squad versus Justice League game, whether it's like a fighting game like Injustice, or it's some kind of a game where like you're the Suicide Squad and like you have to go and stop the Justice League if they got like turned, I guess, like happens in the comics. Because that's basically why the Suicide Squad was formed, oddly enough. It's like, yeah, because Harley Quinn is really going to fight Superman.
Yeah, finally we'll get an awesome, God damn it. You know, when you're trying to think of the term and it ruins the whole joke, it's very disappointing.
It's very Sean-like.
Quidditch. We're finally going to get a good Quidditch game. And then what you could do is you could spend $100 and get the Firebolt broom, and then you'll just fucking dominate.
Well, that's if EA or Activision bought it.
I mean, both of them are in the competition, so.
But Microsoft apparently has become the front runner now.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So, but that means that if you want to play a Batman game in the future, you might have to be forced to buy an Xbox or a Microsoft-based computer.
Fair. It happens.
Or a Quidditch game. Mm-hmm. Or the sexy Hermione game that you want to play, Sean.
Potions with Snape. Woo!
Yeah, I saw a thing that said that Hogwarts must be a shitty school if you have a speech impediment. But then Xbox also said that they put out a release to all of their game developers, and said that any games that come out between now, basically, and the end of the year, mm-hmm. have to have, when the new system comes out, have to be able to be upgradable to the new system for free.
Nice. I think they're trying to make a power move to try to get people to buy the new Xbox 720. The new
Xbox One S or whatever it's called.
I don't even know what it is. See, PlayStation has it right. PlayStation 5, boom. Very easy to remember. I can't remember what Microsoft is doing.
Because I thought it was the one Xbox X, One X or whatever, but that's the HD version of the Xbox One.
Yeah, dude, it's getting too confusing for me, man.
Like, why are you going to call it the Xbox One again? Like, call it the Xbox the Xbox 2X or something. I don't know, man. Like,
the Xbox Y. Come on. I don't know. 720. 1080.
Exactly. Like, give us
the Xbox box.
Because, like, if you tell your grandma, like, you know, you, like, whenever, like, you, the joke about, like, a kid telling their grandma they want a video game and the grandma buys, like, the cheap knockoff version of it.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Like, they're going to get, like, the current generation one because it's cheaper.
Pretty much.
Speaking of which, though, they announced that they're going to stop. Right now, there's three versions of the Xbox One that they're making.
Okay.
There's the standard version.
Mm-hmm.
There's the standard version that's digital only.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the drive. And then there's the upgraded HD version.
They're only going to have the HD version?
Actually, no. They're only going to have the standard with the disc version.
Really? Interesting.
Because if you're going to have the HD version, then you're probably going to be less likely to buy the new one.
I guess that makes sense.
So, because I know friend of the show, Manthing, he has the Xbox One X, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to buy the PlayStation 5, but I might buy the Xbox maybe in a few, and when they come out with an upgraded, if they come out with an upgraded version, then maybe I'll buy it, but not the launch day version.
Yeah. God, it's so annoying that we have to keep waiting for this shit.
For the new consoles?
Yeah, like, I can't even just pre-order it. It's getting irritating.
Speaking of, I waited a little too long, and I finally decided I was going to pre-order the collector's edition of Kingdoms of Amalur: The Re-Reckoning.
And it sold out?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Daniel.
That's fine. And, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, if I needed it that bad. But I need to learn, if I'm going to pre-order something, I should do it right away. Because that same thing happened to me with the Animal Crossing version of the Switch.
Mm.
Like, I went on Best Buy's website twice and it was available, and then I went on there a third time and it was sold out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised it wasn't sold out when you looked again for the second time.
It was, like, the next day. Like, it took, like, a week to sell out, I think. But, yeah. That's why I can't have nice things, Sean.
No, you can't. Because you're a son of a bitch.
I am.
Prick barber that nobody likes.
True. Nobody hits me. Everybody hates me.
Nobody knows.
Oh, man. So, speaking of nobody knows, Sean, thanks for the segue. The option to buy the one-year Xbox Live digitally on the Xbox Marketplace was removed. And, of course, you know, everyone launched into all these rumors, and maybe it was a mistake. Maybe they're going to – and I even read an article where it was like Xbox for the next – the Xbox Live for the next generation will be free because it's not on there. Mm. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down there, bro. Like – now you're just making shit up, dude.
Right.
Fake news.
Fake news, bitch.
So, finally, Microsoft did come out at least and confirm that it wasn't a mistake, that it was removed. And I guess they're coming out with a plan for $15 a month. You get the Xbox Gold, you get the Xbox Games Pass, and you get, like, their cloud service.
That seems like a lot of money, though. $15 a month?
Yes.
Why do I need a cloud service?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Is that all for all my digital games?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, if Final Fantasy VII needed a cloud service, so do you.
But...
Well, at least...
But the Xbox Game Pass is garbage. It's got nothing good on there.
No, what are you talking about? Like,
got,
I mean, what?
Maybe it's got like two games.
Well, the one thing that it does have that's the advantage is that any Microsoft Studio produced games get put up there like day of launch.
Hmm.
So, you know, I mean, if you're a fan of Halo or Gears of War, or if they do buy the WB games,
so then those will show up. I could play the new Quidditch game.
You play the new Quidditch game with your Xbox.
Maybe they'll do a dating Harry Potter date sim.
Exactly. You mean the Persona 5 clone of Harry Potter of Harry Potter?
Right.
Oh man, that would be pretty interesting. But instead of like personas, it's magic.
That would be actually. I feel like you could make a legit Harry Potter game based off the Persona game mode.
Right, or at least like
every movie takes place like over like the school year. It always like starts in the summertime and ends like at the end of the school.
Exactly. And Gryffindor gets all the points. I mean, because they do have a ton of other like. I mean, I guess that's a Japanese.
You just make a character. You know, you're on Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff. You know, you're just trying to do your education and shit, and you got fucking Harry screwing around. Somehow, always makes random points at the end of the year. You just feel like you. What's the point in trying at school these days?
Right. Like, can you even name like three Ravenclaws? Actually, four, I guess, because there are three that like kind of feature semi prominently in the story.
Dude, I can only think of. Chow. That's the only one I could think of.
Cedric Diggory.
He's Hufflepuff.
Is he?
He is.
You're right, he is.
He's the only legitimate Hufflepuff character in the whole seven books. I don't know what she is. Why are you asking me follow-up questions? I thought we had a rule about that.
I don't know, man. I just wanted to see how far I could push your knowledge. You seem more knowledgeable on it than I did.
I only think...
You know, as the Generation Z complains about makes fun of the millennials. Dude, Harry Potter's just a book, man.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
As a Gryffindor, I'm going to reply to that with dignity and poise.
Oh, my God. That is one of the best parts of that whole video, man.
Harry Potter's just a book, man. As a Gryffindor... I'm going to respond to that with dignity and poise. Oh man.
Good times.
Speaking of Dignity Employees, Sean, you said you had sad news about Destiny.
Because I had a bad day. So I booked my vacation, getting ready for Beyond Light. And this week they just announced Beyond Light has been postponed to November 10th. Two years in a row, I've booked a vacation for Destiny things, and it doesn't pan out.
But they want to make sure you have the happiest of birthdays this year, Sean.
That's just true, but now I have to use more time, which is kind of annoying.
Well, I mean, what plans are you going to have to cancel to use that vacation week?
I'll probably just use my personal time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the only thing I could do. All right. So, for the record, Luna Lovegood is in the Ravenclaw house.
I was right.
Point Gryffindor, because they get everything.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Unless it's Snape, then it's weird. That's like how the point system for the House Cup is like the most biased thing ever.
It is.
It's like Snape's like, Gryffindor loses 1 million points, Slytherin gets 1 million points. And then a Gryffindor's like, Slytherin loses 5 million points, and Gryffindor gets 5 million points. Now you're ahead by 4 million points. And it's like, wait, what? It's not like you're just making this shit up.
Right.
And they. That's why I think the real hero of the books is Dolores Umbridge.
You know, because she wasn't trying to cover anybody or brainwash anybody into believing certain things. I bet she would tell people not to wear a mask.
Dude, yeah. She would also not invite the CDC to the meeting that they're going to have to reopen schools either. Oh, man. So, did they give a reason for postponing Destiny? Or are they just like, yeah, we just don't want to put it out on time?
No, they just kind of said with current events they were not able to get it to the quality that the fans expect. I think, to be fair,
the fans don't expect much, so that must be really shitty then. I mean, at this point, right? I mean, your expectations are pretty low, and if it's not to the way you expect, then that must be really, really bad.
Dude, we're getting a new subclass, man. It's going to be awesome. We're finally going to be able to embrace the dark instead of just the light. And one of them will be overbroken and will dominate in Crucible. But, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, and then they'll fix it by just, like
nerfing the shit out of it.
Nerfing the shit out of that one and then making it weaker. And then the people complain. They're like, wait, first you're complaining it was too strong. Now you're complaining it's too weak. Why can't you guys make up your minds? Or... you'll just have to pay for stuff in the on whatever the Destiny shop is.
Exactly.
What is that called, anyways?
I forget. You're asking too many follow-up questions, man. I'm getting real sick of your shit.
Well, I guess because you didn't give Destiny as much money as you did Overwatch that you played for like all of like 6 minutes.
No, I buy silver every now and then. I like to have like $20 in my account just in case there's like a decent emote to buy that comes out. Because sometimes they do have some fantastic emotes. Like my favorite one right now is he pulls like a sword out and he does like the En Garde thing. So it's pretty solid. Whatever emote I could use to kind of piss off the other team while I play Crucible or Gambit is typically good for me.
You mean like the one emote that you're spending money on and like grinding for, and then I like just literally opened one box and got it and then never played Destiny again?
Yeah. I still don't think I have the salt one.
Yeah, that one, like you're like, I'm like, hey, is this a good emote? And you're like, you know what, fuck you, all right, go home. Like, but I'm in Ohio, and you're like, I don't give a shit, figure it out.
Yeah, fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch. Oh, man. Speaking of fuck your couch, Sean, I finally decided, like, to bust out some games that I bought over Christmas.
Heavy Rain.
I bought the trilogy the Heavy Rain, whatever the second one is, and Detroit Become Human.
Oh, boy.
So, I played maybe about an hour or two, about 2 hours. I'd say about 2 hours of Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain!
And then I realized that, like, fuck the people in the game and fuck the game.
I've heard... Dude, Nick says, like, great things about the game. I know, like, you have to do, like... You have to be very careful of your choices and stuff, but... Yeah.
Well, it's like... First of all, like... Your character's a dick, and your wife's a bitch. Like, I already hate the people, like, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Like, you wake up, and, like... There's, like, a letter on the bed from your... Like, a letter from your wife, and being, like, it's like... I'm gonna pick up the kids at lunch, and... We'll bring them home, and we'll celebrate one of the kids' birthdays, and have a good day. Hopefully, you get some shit done. And so then you can go down. You have to get, you know, get dressed in the right order and stuff. And it's like it's basically like those old like point and click games that LucasArts used to make,
mm-hmm.
like Monkey Island and Grim Fandango. So you got that going on. But then like there's a feature where like you have to hold down one of the triggers, and then you can hold up like his thoughts. And those are basically how you can figure out what your options are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I took a shower, I got dressed, and I go downstairs, and it's like, well, do you want to work? And I guess he's an architect, so do you want to draw, or do you want to garden? And it's like, well, shit, dude, I'm fucking dressed for the day. Like, I'm not going to go garden now. Like, like, if I knew gardening was an option, I would have went downstairs and, like, gardened and then went upstairs and taken a shower. Like, isn't that how a normal human being does it?
No.
No. You just want to be sweaty and dirty all day for your kid's birthday party?
Exactly. That's the best way to be.
So then, I'm like, I do the drawing, and I guess I don't finish the drawing. I thought I did. But I get up, and then the wife comes home, and the kids are running around, just being little assholes. And the wife's like, oh, I got to cook dinner, and I got to do this. And now there's not enough time before the friends come over. Can you help? And so the way you're supposed to help, and her complaining, she's got all this shit to do. And the only thing she has to do to help is, like, set the table for dinner. And the only thing that, like... So I'm like, they're like, the plates are under the cabinet. So I'm like walking around. I'm like, where the fuck's the cabinet? So I guess I walk past the cabinet. And she's like, hey, what are you doing walking around? I thought you were going to help set the plate, the dishes, the table. And I'm like, I'm fucking trying to find that shit. Where is it?
Why are you yelling at me? Trying to help.
Like, call me a bitch. I'm not the one that like took all this on. And then, so I set the table. But all setting the table is just putting four plates out. It's like, so we're not going to have anything to drink, and it's all finger food? Like, we don't need napkins or silverware?
What's the point? Are we still having friends over? Because if we have only four plates, there's no friends coming over.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But then I guess we ate dinner, and then the friends came over because we're dicks. We're not going to feed our friends' kids. Like, sorry, guys. Like, all we have is cake and punch. Like, if you're hungry, should have made your parents feed you before you came over because we already ate.
Should have stopped at McDonald's.
Right, like, I'm like, what kind of shitty-ass birthday party is this? Like, you're gonna eat and not feed the kids, like, at dinner time? And then, so you set the table, and then it's like, well, I'm gonna go outside to play with the kids. And so, like, you play with them a little bit, and then you come in, and you eat, and then the next scene, you're at the mall, and the wife's like, well, I'm gonna take this one, and I gotta go do some shopping. And they're like, okay, and then all of a sudden, like, what the kids are supposed to be watching is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you got to walk through the mall area to, like, yelling his name, trying to find him. And then you find him, and he's, like, looking at a clown that has balloons. And the dad's like... And then the kid all of a sudden turns into, like, fucking Oliver Twist.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, please, father. It would please me ever so much if I could have a balloon. May I please have a balloon?
Yes.
And, like, me, I'm like, is there a no option? Because fuck you. You ran off. You're not getting a balloon?
Yeah.
But no, you get a balloon. The kid gets a balloon. And so you're, like, digging through your pockets... trying to find the $2 for it. And meanwhile, you see the kid, like, even the character sees the kid, like, running off. And as opposed to, like, telling the clown, just a second, let me grab my fucking kid, and I'll pay you. He's, like, trying to find the $2, and then, like, finally he pulls out, like, a $5, and he's like, just keep the change. And then the kid's gone. And the wife comes, like, where is he? And he's like, I don't know, who's just here? And it's like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, why didn't you fucking grab him before he ran off?
You're like, that's what I was saying, god damn it.
No, that's what I was like. The wife didn't even bring that up. She's just like, what the fuck, you asshole, go find him. And so now you got to go through the mall again, like, and then out of nowhere, all these people show up. So it's like you're, like, going through, like, double Black Friday crowds trying to find him, and you see, like, a balloon.
Yeah.
And then you go, and then, like, the balloon's behind you all of a sudden. And you go, and it's a kid wearing a similar, it's like the green shirt, like your kid, and you go up and you turn him around. Of course, it's not your kid. And then you see the balloon again, literally where you saw it the first time. It's like, how did it disappear? Like, it was there, I turned around, it wasn't there, and then I turned around and turned back and it was there again. Like, fuck you, game. And so, you know, the kid somehow gets across the street. And you're like, Jason, stop. And he's like, Dad? And he starts running towards you, of course. And he gets hit by a car. And then that's like when the credits roll for the opening of the game.
Stupid kid.
Right. And so I guess you get a divorce because the kid died and the wife blames you. And like, I already hate it.
You sound like a terrible parent.
Right. Like, And so like, it opens up with you picking up the other kid for like the weekend. And I thought it was the weekend, but come to find out it was like a weeknight. But they don't like, I don't know, man. I fuck that game, dude. Don't play it. I mean, I can understand how it's like cool, like the graphics look really cool, and like it being different, especially for the time.
Yeah, you should go back into. You should play some more of it because I know it gets into it. It's supposed to be a really good game.
Is it, or are people just saying that because they don't want to? It's like when people feel like they have to say something because they don't want to feel left out.
I haven't played it. I'm just quoting other people.
You mean your brother? I don't know, man. Do you really trust your brother's taste?
I guess not.
I mean, is he like a really solid recommendation for you, Sean?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I mean, the Spider-Man game he made me play wasn't that great.
And even then, everybody loved that game. So if you don't like that game, then you're an idiot, apparently, too. So. And it also might have just been my mindset, because I also tried to played a little bit of The Witcher, and I just didn't feel like focusing on anything too intently.
Gotcha. Were you trying to play Witcher 3?
Yes. I ended up for Best Buy had a sale for the complete edition with all the DLC for $10.
Oh, okay.
So, not too bad.
Nice.
We all play that when I'm on vacation.
When are you on vacation? In September?
In September.
Oh, boy.
Actually, fuck the COVID, because I was supposed to be on vacation for this weekend next week. But those plans got canceled, so I rescheduled. I just canceled those vacations.
Oh, where are you going to go to? North Dakota.
Actually, no. One of Jody's cousins, who was from North Dakota, who actually now lives in Minnesota, was going to come out to California.
California.
So they're going to come out. They're going to hit up Disneyland and try to hit up some baseball games and take their daughter to see T-Swifty.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Exactly. None of that shit's happening, so.
None of it's happening.
True. So I'm going to work. And I get a week off in September, though.
Woo! I got 2 weeks.
In September?
Yep.
Sweet. Maybe you can come to California. Get 2 more weeks to off work because you can't leave the house. Or you can figure out how to work from home.
Right. Something like that.
Oh, man. So, it's been out for a while, but I finally forced myself, I guess, to finish the Netflix television show Lock and Key.
You had to force yourself, huh? It wasn't that good?
I don't know. It wasn't that it wasn't good. It's just other things would come up.
Better things?
You know what? The show was really good. I will say the show was good. It's just I would forget about it because like I don't always watch Netflix. Like Netflix is something that I forget about.
Gotcha.
But it's based on a comic book series.
Series.
Created by Joe Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the premise of the story is there's
Joe,
a half...
Is Joe Hill important?
I'm sure he is. He's a comic book.
I thought he's related to somebody more famous.
Oh, yeah. He's Stephen King's kid.
There you go. That's what it was.
But he doesn't want to, that his dad's name, you know, basically they don't want people to accuse him of writing on his dad's coattails or, you know, say that he's a better writer than a shitty ass writer dad, depending on your point of view of Stephen King books.
How about a haunted lamp? Woo! Are you even trying?
Yeah, I read something where it was Stephen King books are best read on the toilet because that's where they're written. You know, and most of his books, dude, he was heavily coked up. He doesn't remember writing a couple of his books because he was on so much cocaine.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm sure he's making plenty on royalties at this point.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to do anything. He could have stopped a while ago. But my favorite Stephen King story is he tells a story. So I'm guessing I'm not going to – unless he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But he was at the airport and some lady recognized him, and she's, you know, she's like, "You're Stephen King, right?" And he's like, "You read all those scary stories." He's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Why can't you write a good book? Like Shawshank Redemption."
Wait, didn't he write that?
Yes. He also wrote The Green Mile as well.
Oh.
I mean, if anything, if there's a story set in, like, Maine, there's a good chance he probably wrote it. Oh, man. But the premise of this story is that there's this house that has, like, these keys that do different things. Like, one that can open a door to anywhere, but you have to kind of know where you're going. You can't just, like, open it to a place you've never been. Either you have to be able to see it. So, like, if you have a book of a place, you can go to that place.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just, like, say, "I want to go to, you know, France," if you've never been to France or not ever seen, like, a specific place in France you wanted to go to. And so there's, like, some that, like, you can, you know, leave your body and go into this, like, spirit realm. And there's, like, there's way more keys in the book, so apparently. There's, like, quite a few keys, but in the comics, there's only, like, a dozen keys. They've kind of cut it down. Mm-hmm. And they've combined a couple of them into one key. Like, they made one, like, they combined a couple keys to make one where you can basically, like, change yourself to look like anybody you want to. So the story is, like, the dad of the family ends up getting killed, and so the wife and the three kids end up moving back to his childhood home in Boston, the northeastern area, Boston, Massachusetts area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the son, like, starts hearing voices, and he finds a key. And he ends up, like, running into this lady, and she wants the keys, but she can't take them from him. And so basically the whole story is, like, the three kids trying to protect the keys from this lady. The only kind of, I guess, complaint that people were saying about the difference between the book and the comic is the comic is more like, psychological horror book, and the comic is more like teenage drama stuff, because it focuses more on the kids and their high school life and friends and relationships than it does, like, the dad and his craziness than, like, in the comic. I don't know. Like, it was good. I would watch it, but, like I said, Netflix is something I forget that I have sometimes.
Hmm.
It's only, like, 10 episodes. They announced the second season coming soon. Ish. Depending on ish. Like, well, because they also said that, like, they pushed back, the Winter Soldier show. Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
They pushed that back to August, and they're like, we're fairly sure it's coming out in August. Like, you can write it down on a calendar. It's coming out in August. And then they just announced this last week that it's getting pushed back again. So, I don't know. Nobody knows. It sucks. Speaking of things that suck, Sean, you finished an anime.
Are you trying to say it sucks?
I don't know, man.
What kind of segue are you going into, you dick?
I just wanted to see if you could bail yourself out of that awkward segue.
Oh... You know, speaking of people that suck, go ahead, Danny. What are your thoughts on this anime?
Well, I already gave my thoughts when you watched you talked about the first couple episodes, but you finished it and I didn't.
All right. On Funimation, we have Glempner?
I don't even know. Glempner?
Glempner? Oh, so we're going back to the anime where the main character turns into a giant suit, which people could climb inside and fight and do things with. And people have these coins and they get powers and whatnot. So, you know, when the anime started, it was all about, oh, it's so awkward, this naked girl is climbing into the sky and stuff. The story progresses pretty quickly towards, like, what's going on. And honestly, like, the last three episodes are kind of, like, mind-blowing, just, like, of the all the shit that's actually going on that they don't really talk about. So we kind of get, like, the introduction series, and it's 13 episodes. But then, like, halfway through, you know, they join up with a group, and they go do some exploring, some shit happens. And then you hit the last story arc, which is the last three episodes, which is really the roller coaster. Danny, like... It was really good, and then once I realized there was only 13 episodes, and that, there was no way we were going to be able to, you know, have a decent ending, I knew we were in trouble, man. So basically, the story kind of has a somewhat conclusion, and that's it. But we know a little bit more about what's going on in the world and kind of what the main problem is now. It literally took a season just to figure out the main issue of everything going on.
It sounds like they ended it in such a way that if there is no season two, then you kind of have it kind of wrapped up enough. But if there is a season two, then they can continue on.
Yeah, I mean, nothing gets resolved at the end of the season, which is the frustrating part. All you do is, now you know a little bit more information about, you know, because really, you don't know why he gets turned into this monster. You still kind of don't, but at least you start kind of find out, like, where the monster idea came from and some of the other... And you start to find out some of his lost memories that he doesn't remember. And the shit's crazy, don't get me wrong. Like, it's... Like, I'm telling you. Like, the last, like, three episodes is like a mind fuck. And you're just like... Dude, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is crazy. And it's good, but then it's like... Here's the end of the anime. And you're like... Could have this been a 24-episode anime so we could... wrap it up? But from what I was reading, there's only 8 mangas out, and season 1 covers to book 6. So basically, there's not a lot more info to go off of at this point. So doesn't sound like we're going to get any more anime anytime soon. Unless they decide just to kind of do things their own way.
Well, I was going to say, either you're not going to get a season 2 for a while, or you're going to get a season 2 with a lot of filler episodes. I mean, it's not like this anime really needs a bikini episode. I mean...
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Like, at that point, she's putting on more clothes.
Right?
Real quick, I watched that episode of the Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out.
Yeah.
And I watched it with my wife, and it seemed like a show that she actually... enjoyed. She actually seemed to enjoy this one more, that one more than the Science Fell in Love.
Why? How terrible.
I don't know, but she was like, she was downstairs, and so there was a couple points where she was watching it, and then there was a couple points where something happened, and I kind of rewound it so for her to watch, because she was kind of playing a game on her phone, so she was half paying attention. And so she, when it ended, I was like, so what'd you think? She's like, that's probably one of the funnier animes that I've watched.
Tell your wife she's terrible.
Well, you haven't seen Uzaki-chan. I'm telling you right now, it's a really good show. It's funny.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm disappointed.
But there's like one scene. I'll tell you one scene. There's a scene where she ends up like diving into a bush, but she gets stuck and with her ass sticking out.
Yeah.
And like through her struggle, it ends up like lifting up the back of the skirt so you can see her panties. And the guy's like freaking out, and he's like, "I got to do something." And so he ends up like hitting her ass with a book to knock her skirt down.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to touch her.
Oh,
and she's like, "Did you just hit me?" And he's like, your skirt, I can see your..." And she was like, "Wait, did you just touch my panties?" And then but she can't see, so she's like, "We'll deal with that later when you get me out." And so he's like trying to pull her out, but he's like grabbing her hips and like thrusting to pull her out. And like these two girls come around the corner and see, and they're like staring, like, and he looks over at them and they like scream and run away. And he's like, "Wait, it's not what it looks like." So yes, there's a lot of like, that's the kind of humor, awkward, but that's like the only time that's happened in this episode, but yes. But the main character, Uzaki-chan, she's pretty funny.
Gotcha.
She's waifu material, Sean.
Is she?
All the way. Waifu material.
Maybe.
Oh man, but then, surprisingly, Sean, and I think you'll agree with me on this one. Probably like the worst recommender. I don't know if he's like, he's worse at recommending things or fucking spoiling things.
Mm-hmm.
Former friend of life. I don't know. The guy that had to move to Mexico to become an American citizen. Right?
I don't know. Maybe.
He made an anime recommendation.
He did.
The Misfit of Demon King Academy? Yeah, that's it. I didn't put the conjugating verbs in there. I just put, like...
Correct.
It's on Crunchyroll or VRV?
Yes.
Oh, man. So I watched one more episode than you, but you started it first. So what did you think, Sean?
So it basically the old Demon King of the world gets comes back, and everything has changed. And in the 2,000 years he has been gone, and so he's like way too powerful. And the problem is everything is like so much different now. Like they label him a misfit and not the ideal like Demon King, even though he was like the ultimate Demon King before. Like everybody, and it's funny because like even his like the name like changed on who was the Demon King, and he's like, "What the fuck? Like that's not my name." And it so I would say, because I feel like a lot of animes that are where the character is way too overpowered tend to be like hit or miss. There's not a lot of middle. Like it's okay. It's either terrible or it's like funny, and I thought it was on more on the funny side. I thought everything kind of going on was pretty funny. I thought it was going to be a little bit more darker after, especially after like the first episode where he's like kills the guy and then brings him back and then kills him again and then just keeps doing it until he like mentally breaks him. I'm like, dude, what kind of fucking anime are we watching?
Right, because that was one of the biggest complaints about Sword Art Online. Mm-hmm. Was that it was like, you know, the incel fantasy of like being like the most powerful person in the world and like basically having all these chicks lusting after you. Mm-hmm. Which this one seems to like in Sword Art Online, like his power was kind of important to the story, like him being overpowered. Mm-hmm. And being able to defeat anything, versus this one where it's like he's overpowered, but he has to deal with, like you said, the things changing, like his history being changed or his name changed, and people don't believe him, and they're like, well, you're not royalty, so you can't possibly be the heir of the Demon King. And he's like, I'm not the heir, I'm literally him. And they're like a peasant would be him.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then they showed him being like his birth, and it's like, he was born, and then like a month later, he's like full grown pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they come out, like, he's born, and the parents are like, well, what should you name him? And then he's like, he tells them his name.
Yeah. It's, like, honestly, like, I feel like they just were like, all right, we're just going to have a really stupid intro. Like, we're just going to commit to it. Because, like, even the parents are like, oh, you're bringing a girl home. And, like, the dad comes out, and he's like, I'm so proud of you, son. And then, like, the next time, like, he brings his two girls home, and he's just like, how could you do this to me? You're making me look bad. Like, there's just, like, a lot of stupid humor that they just throw into it as well. So it's almost like...
Right. It's not even, like, bringing a girl home. It's you brought a wife home.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the origin story and his, like, in his family is just like supposed to be like a joke, like that they're just like doubling down on.
Right. To me, it almost seems like, in a way, like, you know, people always kind of talk about how, well, what would happen if Jesus came back now? Like, would the conservatives like shun him because he's just like a socialist hippie, or, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's almost like, I guess, like when I was watching this, I was thinking that it's like on a, you know, anime scale, I guess, of like if the quote unquote messiah of that you believe comes back, but he doesn't come back as you imagined him coming back, would you believe it's him?
Yeah.
And obviously these people don't. And even then, like, he didn't just die, but he sacrificed himself to bring peace.
Exactly. I thought it was an interesting piece where he's like he was just kind of like, well, you say I killed all these people, but didn't you kill all these demons? What about their families? And was kind of like fucking checkmated the hero a bit.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, the next episode, the third episode, gets pretty pretty heavy as far as, like, the friend that he made. So you've already seen the second – you brought home the second wife, right, the sister?
Yeah.
So there's more, like, it gets pretty deep, heavy with the sister.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes. Like, she's, like, it's more involved with her story and stuff. And so, like, they have to go, like, there's the mission is they have to go to, like, this castle and, like, whatever magic artifacts they find that they can use at the year-end battle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, standing there, and they're, like, all the other teams run in, and, like, him and the two sisters are standing there, and the redhead sister was like, dude, we're not going to get anything. And he's like, yeah, I know my way around this place. We're good. As long as we get to this, you know, as long as we, you know, do this thing, we're good. And she's like, well, how do you know it even exists? And he's like, dude, this is my castle. Like, I know where everything is.
That's pretty funny.
But then, like, it the third episode ends on a cliffhanger for the next episode. Like, that's one thing that kind of does suck about watching weekly. It's like, oh, come on. Like, I got to wait, like, till next Friday night or Saturday to watch the next episode.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I mean, if I would, like, you know, if you have time today, I would definitely watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably try to find some time. I mean, I gotta do some more
adulting.
A little bit of adulting. I want to get back into Destiny. I'm still trying to level up a bit, so you know, all that good jazz. Right.
But the one thing, like, also that kind of sets us apart from Sword Art Online, as far as like the, you know, the trope of the overpowered character, is it doesn't seem like he's trying to harem up the girls or vice versa.
True.
Yeah. Like in Sword Art Online, all the girls loved him, but then he loved the one.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's, you know, typical harem anime trope also anyways, where it's like all the girls are fighting over his affection. And meanwhile, he's like, he's got, you know, starry googly eyes for the one girl in particular.
Who's a bitch?
You think she's a bitch?
I don't know. I only watched a couple episodes, so, I mean, I don't really have a well-rounded view of the whole series.
You know who's a big fan of the Sword Art Online series?
Who?
Friend of the show, Man Thing.
Is he really?
Yeah, like, not only does he, like, watch the animes, but he watches the, he plays the video games. And then he'll send me pictures of, like, especially, like, his waifu was Leafa.
Wait, which one's Leafa?
Leafa is the one that he ends up falling in love with.
Oh, really?
I meant to send it to the messenger group, and I send it back to him.
Oh. I thought it was a different girl.
Leafa's a sister, I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, this does not look like the main person. Okay.
But Leafa is a sister, but that's his waifu.
Wait, Leafa is the main character's sister?
Yes.
So Man Thing is into his sisters. Is that what I'm getting from this? All right. Minus 10 points, Slytherin, for incest love.
I don't know. I think that seems like something Slytherin might be into. If they don't want to slither with their sisters.
They want to keep it pure in the family.
Yes. Yeah, so I sent a picture to the messenger chat of the sister. But then the first picture he sent me was just like an extreme close-up of her chesticles.
Of course.
Because, you know, he wants to keep it classy. He's also the same guy that got caught, like, rocking out with his tongue out to one of the Japanese, like, the rhythm games.
Yeah.
The Mika one.
Man, he was breathing really hard.
He was just, like, concentrating. That's what it was. He was concentrating really hard on the buttons to push.
Yeah, dude, he was in power mode up, man. He didn't have time to think about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was because he was playing it, and, like, as he was playing it, his wife snuck in the room without him knowing and, like, took a video of it.
Oh, perfect.
He got caught. I mean, we've all gotten caught doing awkward, embarrassing things by our wives, I guess.
I guess so.
So, including doing this podcast, or in the little dozen of fans we have listening to this podcast.
I mean, they probably listened to the first couple episodes and were like, "Yeah, I'm never going to support this.
This garbage. These garbage."
Exactly.
Speaking of supporting us garbage humans, if you're listening to us on like iTunes. Especially, give us a review. Like, throw some words on there. Even if they're just like, these guys are garbage, you should listen to the show anyways. Or, Leafa has a nice rack.
FIFA! FIFA! FIFA!
FIFA Las Vegas.
Exactly. You know what, Danny? You can listen to this garbage episode on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, CastBox, Spotify, Stitcher, all those, you know, terrible places that you can listen to this podcast.
Exactly. Or you can, like, follow us on Instagrams or Untapped.
Mm-hmm.
The Untapped app.
Exactly. There's plenty of fun information, not information, but stupid shit coming out on those Instagram posts that you make.
Exactly. Especially mostly, like, especially coming up, because I've been ordering some things from Amazon and Write Stuff Anime.
Interesting.
So, yes.
Gotcha.
All right.
Well, it's been another fun day. I'm gonna go adult. Give me another beer. Isn't that
what millennials, the Generation Z makes fun of? One of the things they make fun of millennials for is saying adulting?
I don't know.
And doggo, and I can't even.
You,
I can't even a doggo as an adult.
Yeah.
Is the worst thing a millennial can say to a zoomer?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I just don't think about zoomers.
I know, because, well, yeah, there's no reason to, I guess, other than, like, my nieces and nephews, but other than that, they're all gonna fail school anyways.
I feel bad for you. I don't even think about you. That's where I'm
right.
at. Like, that's where I'm at with the zoomers.
Exactly. Like, it was like, somebody made a social media post, and it was, like, talking about this old show where it was, like, people would, meet up with, like, their high school crush or their high school bully, mm-hmm. like, years later, and they would, like, meet at a coffee shop or whatever, and, like, the person would be like, you were so mean to me, like, I hated school, you ruined my life, and the person would be like, dude, sorry I did that, but I have fucking no idea who you are.
Exactly.
So, and I'm just like everybody else listening to it, they have no idea who we are.
Exactly.
Until next time, everybody.
Until next time. We'll see ya.
Later.